It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Marilyn Tubbs and Kylie Howes with the Miss Carbon County organization. And it's got to be summertime almost, so it's got to almost be pageant time. And we can't believe, and that was one of the first things we talked about when they came in, is it's been a year already. And we're ready for another one. If you're interested, this is going to be all about information, what you're going to need to know if your daughter would love to be a part of it. So we're gonna start with Kylie first, and we'll get to Marilyn. She's going to cover most of the topics that are going to be covered at the meeting. But Kylie, well, first, both ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for
having us.
Yeah.
So, Kylie, we're going to start with you, and we're going to talk about the organization itself. How long have you been over the organization? I know I can tell the minute that somebody looks like that, there, it's been a long time, apparently.
I think I'm going on 6 years.
And what does the organization stand for? I know the great thing about the pageant is it's a scholarship pageant, really. So let's talk about that and just kind of, you know, what it kind of does for the girls that are involved in those kinds of things.
Yeah, so the Miss Carbon County organization is a scholarship and service-based pageant program. We exist to provide personal and professional opportunities for the young women to promote their voices and also their talents in our community. Our organization, they focus on service and scholarships, being a role model, morals and values, goal setting, and becoming your best self.
And this, let's see, was it last year that you had the first vote, the first pageant really that you had in a couple of years because of the COVID?
Right.
You had the royalty just kind of stayed the same for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was the first one. And why don't you go through and remind everybody who is our Miss Carbon County right now?
So Miss Carbon County right now is Peyton Anderson and our teen is Ivy Beecher.
And are either of them now can Ivy run for Miss Carbon County again?
So she couldn't do teen again. Once they win the title of queen, then they can't compete again. But if they were to get a runner-up, or what we call an attendant, they can compete again for that title. But as far as like Ivy goes, she was a little bit younger when she won the title of Miss Teen Carbon County. So she will have to wait until she's eligible for Miss Carbon County.
Okay, so then really, and I guess we can get into age cutoffs when we talk to Mary Lynn about the informational meeting and things like that. But did you participate this in when you were younger? Is that why kind of you decided to keep going with it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I did. So I was Miss Fairview back in 2008. So that's kind of what got me started into it. I didn't think I was a pageant person. I would see, like, my mom was a pageant person. She was Miss Snow College and did Miss Emory County and all that and went to Miss Utah. And so I was the oldest of four girls. And so she wanted me to be involved in that and, you know, obviously gave me the choice if I wanted to or not. But so it got me really involved and I enjoyed it. I didn't think that I would, but I really enjoyed being a part of the organization and being able to get scholarships and able to pay for most of my housing when I was at Snow College. That scholarship was able to pay for that, which was awesome.
So I guess my question then to you would be, what did you take away from your pageant experience?
Oh, probably mainly like the public speaking part and just the service aspect of it and being a part of an organization that makes a difference.
And that's one of the, as you said, that's one of the mainstays of Miss Carbon County is the community service. And it's being out in front of the community and being here and being there and doing different things because all the ladies have their platform and things that they want to run on and what they want to accomplish and those kinds of things. So really it helps with all of that
and
everything like that. So let's turn the time over to Mary Lynn now and talk about it. Now, this is an informational meeting, correct? And it comes up on the 13th of June?
Correct.
And
it's at 5 p.m. and that's for our teen contestants. And then at 6:30 will be for Miss Contestants.
And so what's the cutoff in the age there for that?
So teen is 13 to 17 and the Miss is 17 to 24.
Okay. So once you're 17, you would have to go for the Miss Carbon County. So that's why Ivy can't compete until again now until she's 17. Is that the
right
way it would work?
And it's 17 and a senior. So if you're 17 and going into your junior year, because I know that some girls turn 17 a little earlier,
right,
they can still do the teen level.
Okay.
But if they're 17 going into their senior year, then they would need to do the Miss Carbon County level.
Okay. So Mary Lynn, what kind of information is going to be available at this? Is there, I'm sure, certain things that they would need to bring with them if they are on board and want to sign up? Can they do that here as well? But this is really just an informational meeting for the most part.
Correct.
Right?
So this is an informational meeting. It's a non-committal, so you don't have to commit. You just can come and get all the information you need. We talk about the organization, the phases of competition, and you get to meet the committee and the title holders. If they're wanting to do the pageant, they can bring their paperwork. That's done online anyway, but they can do that if they want.
Okay, and you guys have a very informational website as far as that goes, and all the registration and everything is on there, correct?
Right, correct.
And what is the website? Where can they go?
MissCarbonCounty.org.
Okay, so you go on there. If you're feeling like this is something you're wanting to do before the meeting even, you can get on there, fill out all the information, get all your registration taken care of, and then go and just kind of meet everybody and feel it out. Or if you're not sure if it's something you want to do, this is a great way to kind of get your feet wet and figure out if this is something that your child would be interested in. And I would assume that everybody is welcome. Doesn't matter if mom's, dad's, and
oh,
the participant, of course, and just get in and learn everything and get to know these people a little bit better. So if anybody has questions, is the website the best way to go? Can they contact either of you?
Yes.
If they're interested in this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they wanted to contact you, what's the easiest way to do that?
So Kylie's phone number is 435-650-6744. She would be the main contact. If anyone wants to contact me, that's great too. And my phone number is 801-599-4359.
Okay. So once again, this is coming up on June 13th. This is just an informational meeting. Okay. So that was for just teen and miss, but then you have other levels of participation for different age groups. And they're going to have a meeting on a different day, correct? So let's talk about that as well.
Yes. So their meeting will be July 6th at 5 o'clock at Mont Hermon. And that's for our mini little junior miss.
And is it kind of the same, very non-committal, informal come in?
No.
Or how is that going to be different?
That one is, you've already signed up. That's basically an orientation meeting. So all paperwork will need to be turned in that day. So they've already basically committed and signed up for
okay,
that.
So that's for the younger girls. They will need to go online and fill out all the registration forms. And then this meeting is more of an orientation after you've already decided, yep, we're going to do this.
Correct.
Okay. And then, Kylie, before we get out of here, we mentioned that it's a scholarship pageant. What kind of scholarships can these ladies win?
So last year we were able to give over $9,000 in college scholarships, which I thought was really awesome. That's the most we've had in the last few years. And they've been donated by our Carbon County Commissioners, USU Eastern, Kiwanis Club of Price, and all our local businesses here in Carbon County, which they are amazing and awesome. So if you are interested in being a sponsor for our pageant, go ahead and contact me at 435-650-6744 to donate those scholarship funds.
All right. And, you know, I don't know anybody that wouldn't want a little bit of help when it's time to go to college.
Of course.
It's any free money that you can give me, the better, right?
Right?
Mary Lynn and Kylie, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about this. This is a great organization, a lot of great things that you guys do, and it helps, you know, I think it would help with self-esteem. I think it helps to get them out of their comfort zone a little bit and kind of, you know, break that shell, so to speak.
Oh, for sure. I've seen it time and time and again with all of our title holders, even from the time that they come in as a contestant. Just those couple months that we get to work with them make such a difference. But then once someone does win and they are the title holder, it really kind of pulls them out of their shell because they have to be in charge and they have to make the decisions and they have to make the commitment and contact local businesses and local events and set up everything. And it's crazy the difference it makes.
All right. So ladies, once again, thank you for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.